The Mishnah Masechta Ksubos, Daf Mem Tes, Amar Aleph, teaches us, Ha'av Enechayev B'mezonos Pitoy. A father is not obligated to support his daughter as long as the father is alive. Because says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Zeb Medrish Darush Rav Elazar ben Azariah Lefnei Chacham B'Karen B'Yavna. Rav Elazar ben Azariah explained to the Talmidim, to the Chachamim, in the yeshiva in Karen B'Yavna. They sat in the yeshiva in Yavna, arranged in rows like in an orchard. Habonim Yirshu, when the father passes away, the ksuba is divided not as part of the Yerusha, but the children of every wife under certain circumstances, which the Gemara describes, ksubas ben indichrin, get that share to themselves. The banos and the daughters, yuzainu, are supported from the estate until they become bageris or until they get married. This too is a Tanai ksuba. But said Rav Elazar ben Azariah, since we see that there are these two Tanai ksuba, these two Tanai ksuba, says Rav Elazar ben Azariah, travel together. Mahabonim eni yorshim ela la'acha misas av, just like the sons are not entitled to Yerusha until the father passes away. Obviously, the halacha of Yerusha only is applicable after someone passes away. Af habonos ena nezonos elalach mitzavim. So too do the daughters only get supported only after the father passes away. But as long as the father is alive, there is no obligation for a father to support his daughter. So the Gemara immediately makes a diik. B'mezonos pitoy hurei nechayiv. It seems that our Mishnah is teaching us that a father is not obligated to support his daughters. Ha'bezonos benoi, supporting his sons, chayiv, he is indeed obligated. As furthermore, from our Mishnah it seems, bitoi nami chayivu deleka, there's no obligation to support a daughter. Ha'mitzvika, but there is a mitzvah to support a daughter. So ask the Gemara, mani misnisen, our Mishnah, who is the opinion of our Mishnah? It doesn't follow any of the following Tanoim's opinion. The Tanya, as the Brisa teaches us, mitzvah lozanos habonos. A father has an obligation to support his daughters. Kavachayim lebonim. He certainly has an obligation to support his sons. Daski b'tayra. Because since they learned Torah, so there's a obligation to support them. Divrei Remeya. Rav Yehuda a mitzvah laws on a sabonim. Rav Yehuda says just the opposite. The obligation is there's a mitzvah to support sons. Kavachayma lebonis. And certainly one must support his daughters. Mishum zilusa. Because it's embarrassing for a girl to have to go collect tzedakah for support. And as the Rishonim point out, Rav Kivega says this, what's the nafkamina between Remeya and Rav Yehuda? The nafkamina between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda will be in a situation where someone only has limited funds. Who should be supported first, sons or daughters? Rav Yochanan ben Breika, Omer, the third opinion, Chayv lozon asabonos l'acha misas aviyim, there's an obligation to support daughters after their father passes away. Al b'chayavim, as long as their father is alive, elu ve'elu enin zonim, there's no obligation to support neither sons nor daughters. So now ask the Gemara, Mani Masnissen, who is the Tan of our Mishnah? I Remeya, if we're going to suggest that the Tan of our Mishnah is Remeya, Homa Bonim Mitzvah. He's saying that there's a mitzvah to support boys, but no Chiv. And from our Mishnah, it seems that for a son, there's an obligation. If we want to say our Mishnah represents the opinion of Yehuda, Ha'am Banim Nami Mitzvah. He holds that there's an mitzvah to support boys and girls, but no Chayva. In our Mishnah, it seems that there is a chayif for sons. Here, Rabbi Yochanan Breika says, I feel a mitzvah namileka, that there's no mitzvah to support daughters. Our Mishnah clearly seems to indicate that there may not be an obligation, but there is a mitzvah. Says the Gemara, Ibai Sem Rameya, if we want, we could explain that our Mishnah represents the opinion of Rameya. Ibai Sem Rabbi Yehuda, we could say represents the opinion of Yehuda. Ibai Sem Rabbi Yochanan Breika, we could fit the Mishnah into any of the opinions. The Gemara explains. Ibai Sem Rameya, we could say the Mishnah represents the opinion of Rameya. Vachkamer. Have any chayv mizonis bitoy? A father is not obligated to support the daughter of Hudin Labnoi. Her mitzvah, the bitika, there's a mitzvah by his daughter. For kavachayim lebanim, there's a mitzvah by sons. For highly tani bitoy. So, why did our Mishnah seem to say that by daughters there's a mitzvah and by sons there's a chayv? Says the Gemara, Hakamashman, because the Mishnah wants to teach us the fila bitoy. Even by a girl who doesn't learn Torah, chayvahu deleka, there may not be an obligation, hamitzvah ikka, there is a mitzvah. Vibay sema, or we could interpret that the Mishnah represents the opinion of Yehuda, vachikamer, and this is the way to understand the Mishnah. Ha'av en chayv mezonos bitoy, a father is not obligated to support his daughter, v'kashkein lebnoi, and there is certainly no obligation to support a son. By a mitzvah, there is a mitzvah by a son and certainly by a daughter. And when the Mishnah says daughter, it's not to mean that only by a daughter is there a mitzvah, but by a son there isn't even a mitzvah. Because the Mishnah wants to teach us, even by a daughter, who Rabbi Yehuda holds, we need to be concerned about her embarrassment. Still, chayv aleka, as long as the father is alive, there is no obligation. Vibay seima, and we could explain that the Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan Breika. Vachkamer, this is the way to understand the Mishnah. En chayv mizonos bitoy, one's not obligated to support a daughter while he's alive, who din lebnoi, and the same by sons. Ruah din dafil mitzvah nami leka, and there is no mitzvah either by boys or girls. Since daughters, after the father dies, there is a chayv from the Tanai Ksuba. That's why the Tana says, to contrast that while he's alive, there is no chayv by daughters. However, says the Gemara, Amr Beloy, Amr Shlokish, Mishim Rabbi Yehuda Bar Chanina, Bushe Skinu, Usha, we know that before the Churban Bayis Sheni, the Sanhedrin already moved away from their place in the Lishkas Hagazus, and they first were in an area near the Har HaBayis. Afterwards, the Gemara says in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, the Sanhedrin went to 10 Golos, and one of the stops was in Usha. A father doesn't have an obligation, but the father, even though our Mishnah just finished teaching us that there is no chayv, the Chazal instituted that a father should support his children when they are young. Ibailuhu. So ask the Gemara Hilchasei Kavasei. Is the halacha as Usha taught us? Says the Gemara Tashma, Kavas l'kamei to Rabbi Yehuda. If they brought somebody to Rabbi Yehuda who refused to support his children, Amla lem yorid yalad v'bnei masa shajid, the fish had children and everybody else has to support those children. What he meant to say was that if someone has children, he has an obligation to support them. And the mashal, as the Rishonim explained, is that even though this is a vicious animal, it still has that sense of responsibility that it must take care of its children. So certainly, a parent must take responsibility and support his children. If there were individuals that didn't want to support the children, would come to Rav Chisda. Turn over the a mortar, stand up and announce Vilaimalay Urva Boy Bnei, a raven, again considered a cruel bird, takes care of his children, for who Gavrilay Boy Bnei, and this individual doesn't. Ask the Gemara, is that true? For Urva Boy Bnei, does he care for his children, Viksiv, Nisl Vahim Alachma, Livnei Urvashia Crow? And the Pasuk, Pshat in the Pasuk is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to feed the children of the ravens because their parents don't? Answers the Gemara Lakasha. Ha b'chivri, ha b'uchmi. So there's two pshatim. One pshat is there's a difference between white ravens and black ravens. That's one pshat. Another pshat is that we know a raven is black, but when a raven is born, it's white. So when the parent raven sees his children who are white, they assume that these are not our children. Because how could I, who am black, have a child who is white? But as the children grow up and they turn black and they realize that these are their children, they of course begin to support them. Kihava Asal Kamed Rava, when a dintar would come to Rava again with a parent who didn't support his child, Amalei Nichalach the Mitzina Benech Mitztaka, is it something that you want that your children should be supported from Tztaka? Of course, it's unacceptable. However, says the Gemara, V'loy Amaron, Ela D'loy Amid. Only if the father isn't wealthy do we support his children from Tztaka. Aval Amid, Kafina Le'akarche. If the father is of means, then we force him to support his children. Kiha, as we find in another situation, says the Gemara, the Rav Kafler of Nosim Ba'ami, Vapik Bnei Avimei Muzik Mitztaka. Sometimes Bezdin has to take the initiative and force someone to give Tztaka. There is another Gemara, which also discusses this issue of supporting children, later in our Masechta, on Daf Samech Hei Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Darish, Rabbi Ula Rabba, the Mishnah taught us that v'mhoisa meneka, the Mishnah discusses the woman's obligations to the husband, but the Mishnah says that if the woman is a nursing woman, we deduct from what she has to earn on a weekly basis, and we add what the husband has to give her for mezaitis. So says the Gemara, Darish Rab Ula Rabba, Apiska de Bein Asiya, Abish Amru, Ein Odom, Zon, Bono Abnoisov Kshen Ketanim. A person is not obligated to support his children when they're young. Aval Ketanim Ketanim, when they're very young, they are obligated. What does that mean? Asked the Gemara. Ad Kama, Ad Ben Sheish. So now our Mishnah, our Gemara has turned, seems to say that there are two stages. There's a child till six, and there's a child above six. K'amar of Asi, the Amar of Asi, Kanten Ben Sheish, Yotze Be'erev Tchumay. We know that on Shabbos, one could only walk to a certain Tchum. The halacha is that everybody has to have their own Erev. So if they want to walk 2,000 Amma past their boundary in one direction, Erev Shabbos, they put down, as the Gemara describes, in Masechta Erevin, an Erev Tchumim, which extends their boundary in that direction. Of course, it takes it away from the other side. Says the Gemara that a child under six doesn't have to have its own Erev. He's connected to his mother. Says the Mamamai, from where do we see that when the child is very young, there's an obligation for a father to support them? Meditani, Manika Pachlam Amasi Adel. Our Mishnah, as we just explained, says that if the woman is nursing, we deduct from what she needs to earn on a weekly basis. Or Mesifalam is in the Seha. My Tama, why do we give her more Mazinus? Because this child is eating together with its mother, and the father has an obligation to support the child. Says the Mar, who says that's the reason we give her more Mazinus? The reason we give her more Mazinus is because she's not well. Says the Gemara, if that's what a woman who's nursing is weaker and needs more nourishment. Says the Gemara in Cain, if that's what the Mishnah meant to teach us, listen in my Sechayla, that if the mother is not well, we need to give her more Mazinus. My, what does the Mishnah have to say, my Semenika? Says the Gemara, Dimal Kamashmon. Maybe what the Mishnah is trying to teach us, the Stam Menika is Chaylas Ninhu. So therefore, we don't have a raya that from our Mishnah that a father has to support a child. However, as the Rishonim point out, that even though our Mishnah, as the Gemara just finished saying, we don't have that raya, that doesn't change the halacha. The halacha is that a father is supposed to support children. And as we learn, after combining these two Gemaras, the Gemara and Daf Mem Tes, and the Gemara and Daf Nun, there are two stages. They're until 6 and above 6. The Rishonim point out that this halacha, that one is obligated to support his children when they're below 6, is even if the children have their own funds. The obligation of the, again, as we begin to develop these two separate chiyuvim, the chiyuv of below 6 is not just because we're worried that the child should have a means of support. And therefore, if the child has his own means of support, the father need not support him. That's the halacha, as we will discuss, when the child is above 6. But when the child is below 6, there's a separate chiyuv, ushe skinu, that the father has to support him. The Ran, based on the Gemara that we just learned on Daf Samech Hei, says that the chiyuv of supporting a child travels together with the chiyuv, as it seems in our Gemara quite clear, with the chiyuv of supporting the mother. And therefore, if the mother isn't here, and there is no chiyuv to support the mother, and we'll give different examples in our shiurim, then we won't have a chiyuv to support the child. And Rashi, actually, here, B'divrei HaMaskil, Yotze Barev Imoy, says, Kach Zon Oisoy Imoy. So it seems that Rashi also is teaching us that the chiv of the child travels together with the chiv of the mother. The Rosh disagrees, and the Rosh says that the chiv of supporting the child is a independent chiv, is an independent chiv, not connected with the chiyuv of supporting the child, the mother. There are two separate chiyuvim. One is a chiyuv to support the mother, and one is a chiyuv to support the child. If we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Evan Ezer, Simon Ayin Aleph, so here too, as we've been discussing, the Shulchan Aruch divides this Chiv the chiv of supporting a child into two separate categories. And we'll begin learning Simen Ein Aleph, Sif Aleph. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Chayiv Adam Lozen Bonav B'Noisav. A person is obligated to support his sons and daughters, as we learned in the Gemara. There's no difference. Ad Shei Ben Neishesh, until they're 6 years old. Afilu Yesh Lam Nechosim Shenof Lam Beis Avi'imam. Even if they have their own assets, for example, their mother's father, their grandfather, passed away, and he left them a Yerusha, and from that they have independent means of living, the father still has an obligation to support those children. There's a machloikis achroinim, if this obligation is a chiv d'oraisa or just a chiv d'rabbanan. There are those that want to say that from the Rambam, it seems that the Rambam's opinion is that this is a chiv d'oraisa. Because if we look in the words of the Rambam, in Perek Yudbeis of Hilchas Ishus, Halacha Yudalit, the Rambam says, Kshem Sh'odem Chai B'Zoynos Ishtoi, Kachu Chayiv B'Mezoynos Bonov U'B'Noisav Haktanim, just like one is obligated to support his wife, so too is he obligated to support his children, his young children, Bonov B'Noisav Haktanim, Adshei B'nei Sheish Shonim. Now we know, say these Achroinim, that the obligation of husband to support a wife is a chiyuv d'oraisa. The Torah says, Sheirik susa v'inasa lo yigra. And if the Rambam is connecting these two chiyuvim, it seems that the opinion of the Rambam is that the chiyuv of supporting a child is the chiyuv d'oraisa. And so too seems to be the opinion of the Alshach, and I saw that was the opinion of the Lubavitch Rebbe Zatzal. The Ritva clearly disagrees, and the Ritva says that the chiv of supporting the children is only, and that's how it seems to be pshat in our Gemara, that it's a takanas usha, that it was instituted by Usha, but it was not something that is a chiyuv d'oraisa.